This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is a complicated developing situation. You have a NATO ally on one hand fighting against the Kurds who were helping us with the fight against ISIS. We are in daily communications with Turkey, both at the Defense Department, the State Department, on very specific issues. We are ready to go on a moment's notice to put on sanctions. And as I've said, these sanctions could be starting small. They could be maximum pressure, which would destroy the Turkish economy.
And the conversation continues about Syria. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. A very dreary, dreary day in Atlanta. Although they had a big comeback win. I'll talk about that when I hit the mailbag at the tail end of the hour. But first, you heard the defense secretary talking about the president expanding the withdrawal of troops from northern Syria. Met with lots of controversy, not just from Democrats, but some key Republicans. Lindsey Graham, the most vocal, as you all know. So in a TV interview, part of the what I call the swirl of talking heads on Sunday morning, the defense secretary Mark Esper said President Trump had ordered a deliberate withdrawal of U.S. forces from northern Syria. You also heard there Steve Mnuchin and what he had to say about Syria. So as far as the defense secretary Esper, he was on Face the Nation. He told the host of that show that after discussions with the Prez, and as the Turkish troops continue that assault against the Kurds with the president, and as the Turkish troops keep on doing what they're doing, the decision was to withdraw about 1,000 troops rather than just the 50 who had been previously ordered to withdraw. So again, you can imagine the reaction to this. In fact, on Twitter today, the president said, "Do you remember 2 years ago when Iraq was going to fight the Kurds?" This is his tweet. "In a different part of Syria, many people wanted us to fight with the Kurds against Iraq, who we had just fought for. I said no, and the Kurds left the fight twice. Now the same thing is happening with Turkey." So you had Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, lots of comments, like I said, from key Democrats. That's not surprising. You had Congressman Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, who has been critical of Trump's Syria policy, saying that it's going to be terrible, and you know the secretary is going to do his job, and you know he has to follow orders. And then some of the other comments included this one from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who said the president was derelict in his duty. So let me ask you, is he being derelict in his duty? Is that a little bit of a hammer? You can always email me, of course, at katedelaneyradio.com. Schumer said he's making Americans less safe. He's undoing years of work to curb ISIS. He's making America more susceptible to terrorism by his actions. He may not have intended to do that, but that's what's happened as a result of his actions. And we certainly have seen that it has been a mixed bag. But we live in a polarized nation, and I've talked about the quicksands of the Middle East before, and these are some tough decisions, certainly, to make. The problem, of course, is with the Kurds and the help that they've offered along the way for so many troops, etc. I mean, and this is it. Does it rally ISIS in any way? What do we do to prevent that? I mean, just more and more questions, really, than we have answers for. The other thing, the drumbeat on impeachment continues to go, and the speculation about the whistleblower and then a second whistleblower, and what does all that mean, and how tough is it for impeachment? I've said this before, I'd be stunned if we have a true impeachment of this president. And it's interesting, the timing, of course, we know that. We're swinging into 2020, and Democrats are still having to whittle down who's actually going to end up rather being the candidate. To say we live in interesting times would just be a cliche, but I'm going to say it. We live in interesting times. times, don't we? And to my pals in California, and I know a lot of you listen to this show, especially those of you at KCAA, boy, oh boy, those Santa Ana winds are just awful to see what's happening with the fires. And we go through this every single season with California, and it has to be just brutal, no matter if it's what you know can possibly happen. The fact that you're just praying that it's going to miss your house or miss your development is pretty tough, I think, on the people that are there in Southern California and even Northern California, same thing. And then, of course, the cockamamie nonsense of PG&E and pulling the plug on electricity, saying it's going to help, and then it's not going to help in the end, and people in California being furious about that and being in the dark for what? I mean, so for what is the reason for that, right? Yeah. Besides all of that, by the way, and throwing this back into the Syria pile, the president did send $50 million in emergency funds to Syria to stabilize and assist there. The money, according to the Office of the Press Secretary, I got a text about that today, is to protect persecuted ethnic and religious minorities and advance human rights. And the idea is that, you know, he's saying the endless wars must end. And we don't want to leave people high and dry. So here's some emergency funds, and we'll do what we can in the manner of that effort and not feel like, okay, that's it, we're done. Here's what we can do. But again, is it enough to appease people, so many people who are furious about the whole idea of what's happening with the Kurds? You might have gone to see The Joker. I had a cousin that went to see The Joker. She has three young daughters. Well, the youngest is 10, the oldest is 17, and she left midway through the movie. She said she didn't know if something was wrong with Joaquin Phoenix. I guess his portrayal is supposedly amazing, but his maniacal laughter, etc., she said was too much for her. But at the box office, second weekend, $55 million total, so a 10-day haul of $192.7 million. And this is pretty different than some of the other, you know, comic book portrayals that we've seen, because, I mean, this focuses on the Joker. So where's Batman in this equation? It's all about the Joker. And I'm not surprised by the fact that the DC comic universe and Marvel, you know, go at it and see who's going to, you know, knock the other one out for bigger box office bang. But this is an R-rated comic book movie, and it's very, very bleak. Like I mentioned, my cousin, who's a nurse in Philly, left the movie theater and sat outside it to wait for the girls because she had had enough of it. So I guess casual moviegoers, hardcore comic book fans would certainly be the crew that would go and watch Joaquin Phoenix's take on the Joker. I haven't seen it yet. I'm sure I'll go and see it, but I haven't seen it yet at this point. By the way, it's ahead, 26% ahead of the pace that was set by the last comic book drama, Logan, and that was from 2 years ago. So we'll see how much it ends up making in the end, and we'll see if Joaquin Phoenix ends up winning an Oscar for his portrayal. Remember, we always do cheap movie reviews on this show. All right, hang with us. Coming up, we're going to talk about what do you do when you can't get what you ordered. Ooh, in the era of Amazon? Stay with us.
How lucky can one guy be?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on the plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
All right, this time around on your nightly fix of Forbes, Greg, I was wondering, and I almost know the answer to this. Do you sell stuff online?
Books. Lots and lots of books.
I love that. So, you know, you think about this. What's one of the worst things that can happen? Maybe it's that someone wants to buy something, right?
Some like my
big
book?
Ticket item. Yeah.
Okay. Or I was shopping for a dishwasher this weekend.
So you got a big ticket item. And yeah. I've done that too. My husband is awesome at that. So he does the same thing. And what happens if they don't have it in stock, do you think, when people assume, well, we should be able to just snap this up?
Yeah, so we actually have a guy on the line, Kim Gerritsen, from a company called My Alerts, and I have known Kim for many years, and he has really opened my eyes to what a problem this is when you're shopping for something and the store is out of stock, because you go away, they don't know who you are, and they have no way of telling you the next day, we got it now, we want to sell it to you. So on that note, let's fix this problem for us as shoppers and for retailers. Kim Gerritsen from My Alerts, welcome to your nightly fix of four.
Hello, you two. Say, what you just described, what you just described, Kate and Greg, is only half the problem. If you don't have it, you go away, the store doesn't know when to tell you it's back. But let's say you do have it and you're in the middle of your research, then what happens is you're creeped out for days and weeks by ads and emails saying, are you sure you don't want to buy it? Are you sure you don't want to buy it? Do you want to come back and buy it?
Yeah, you already bought it, and you're still getting the ads offering to sell it to you. How many dishwashers do I need?
And that's the third leg of the stool. You buy it, and then you're creeped out with ads about it for days and weeks. So what's the solution? The solution, I'm going to start with a term called permission marketing.
Okay.
There's a digital prognosticator, Seth Godin, who 17 years ago, when we weren't barraged by as much advertising and messaging as we are today. But 17 years ago, Seth said, why don't we just ask people for permission to market to them on what they're thinking about buying? And it's taken 17 years, but we've reached that point now.
You know, it's funny, Kim. It's funny. When I wrote the book Internet Privacy for Dummies 20 years ago, and people would, you know, complain to me about advertising, I would say, wait a minute. It's not bad advertising, and advertising is not bad when it's exactly what you want. Right? When you're shopping for skis, you want to know there's a sale on skis. You just don't want to know there's a sale on skis when you're shopping for beach vacations. And that's what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Exactly. And so nearly 50 retailers now, the big ones, Home Depot, Best Buy, Target, et cetera, when you're shopping online and you're researching and it's out of stock or you're not ready to buy today or whatever, traditionally, you've had one button on a product page, add to cart, which means buy the thing today. Now there's a new button that says get alerts, and you click it, and a pop-up says, would you give us your consent to send you more marketing information about this product if, choose your criteria, if it comes back in stock, if the price drops, if the brand adds a new model to the line, if a new five-star review is posted. This is permission marketing finally emerging at scale this year.
Yeah, so if we look at this, wow, and these alerts, what kind of sites are we talking about if we're trying to find these sites? Give us a few names, Kim, of a few of the sites that offer my alerts.
Sure. Best Buy, JCPenney, Home Depot, certain sections of the Target site before it expands across all of Target, BJ's Wholesale Club, Macy's, Bloomie's, etc. Again, nearly 50 sites are offering this year.
And so this is really this perfect relationship between the retailer and the customer, isn't it? The retailer is actually helping me make a better, more timely decision given my needs, and it's also helping me enable them to not annoy me as much as they do today. And why did it take 17 years to get here?
It's a tricky technological problem that's being solved with new technology, but it also, you know, let's be honest, they're retailers, and retailers are built for transactions. Retailers want you to buy today. So it's taken this long to convince retailers that most of their visitors, and I'm talking in-store and online, are not going to buy today. They're on a path to purchase. They're on a journey. And by the way, what I'm talking about here in terms of get alerts button at websites, we're going to start to see a version of this in store this year. What do I mean by that? I'll use Best Buy as an example. There's the term showrooming, which means a lot of people who go into a Best Buy are going to compare prices at Amazon and Walmart and Target. They're not going to buy today. But Best Buy noticed that many people were, say, standing in front of a Samsung TV. And what do? They take a picture of the price tag and the TV. And
I'm holding up my hand because that's me.
Right. And they email that picture to themselves to put in their folder for the research they're doing. Well, Best Buy had no way to know who was in their store taking pictures of items on their path to purchase on their research journey. Now Best Buy is adding a big blue button saying, remind me, in their app so that someone can, again, ask for reminders, alerts, on the same criteria. Price drops, back in stock, new reviews, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Boy, that's revolutionary. All the research is right there because we all know making it easier for consumers, right, Kim, would make them want to buy from you more if you can just get that right at your fingertips and make maybe a quicker decision.
And, you know, since now the retailer has a one-to-one relationship with you because you've given it permission and your criteria, now the retailer can decide to send you a special offer just for you.
But the tricky thing here is if the retailer breaks that bond of trust, if if they use my information to bombard me with advertising that's not on target, then the whole permission marketing idea is going to go up in flames, because we have to trust each other to make this work.
Well, not only that, but ad blocking. So we've all been reading about ad blocking.
If you didn't bring it up, I was going to, yes. Headline from Forbes, Google building an ad blocker into Chrome isn't as crazy as it sounds.
So this is interesting. I'm actually teaching a class to advertising students at the University of Missouri Journalism School, and these are advertising students who are going to go into advertising when they graduate next month.
Yes.
About 60% of them use ad blocking. And they're in the business.
Yeah, that's like radio people who listen to Pandora.
That's right.
Yeah, so, no kidding.
How do we overcome ad blocking? Let's just ask people. Let's just ask people for permission to market to them.
I love that. Hey, I got to ask you this question, because Greg loves asking this question of everybody we have on the show. And you know Greg, he is relentless. So this is a great question. Since we're doing this interview on the radio for a feature called Your Nightly Fix of Forbes, we have to ask you this. What keeps you, Kim, at my alerts up at night?
Opening the Google News app in the morning and seeing that Google or Apple or Facebook has come out with a competing product to my alert. And of course,
so if the headline said that they were buying my alerts, would that be okay?
I'd like that.
We're hoping that that happens, because the idea of permission marketing. And as I was shopping for a dishwasher, I actually saw that button, Kate, and it's what made me want to reach out to Kim and talk to him, because I had talked with him and the others at My Alerts in the past, and I realized, boy, they're really reaching a state of scale and accessibility for consumers. And I don't see anything but upside on this. We've been talking with Kim Garrison. He's from the company My Alerts. It's myalerts.com, Kim.
It is.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks a lot.
Wow, so interesting to talk to Kim and this whole thing of My Alerts. And Greg, you were talking about the whole dishwasher experience. We're wrapping this up, so we really only have 30 seconds or so. But in the end, were you satisfied by discovering what you discovered while you were trying to make that big ticket purchase?
Yeah, totally blew me away. I mean, I looked at every site. I had a spreadsheet. I'm putting information in. And when I saw that notify me button on multiple sites, by the way, Home Depot, Best Buy, and some others, I thought, is this Kim Garrison and My Alerts? I reached out to him. But I used it, and then I got information that was very useful for me. And it actually enabled me, and this is what retailers love, it enabled me to make my decision faster. So the spoils went to the victor, the company that got the sale, and it was a company using My Alerts. It was Home Depot.
Interesting. All right, we'll see you again on your nightly fix of Forbes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly all American troops are being pulled out of Syria. This in addition to the troop withdrawal from northeastern Syria announced by President Trump last week. It appears the action has triggered widespread shock and accusations that the U.S. is abandoning the Kurds, a loyal ally who had bravely battled the Islamic State. The Pentagon said they wanted the withdrawal to be in an orderly manner. They say it could take many days or even weeks. But the security situation is rapidly deteriorating, as the Turkish army has already taken hold of many areas. France and Germany are stepping up efforts to stop the Turkish offensive against Kurdish-led forces. The U.S. withdrawal leaves open the question of what happens to Kurdish prisons that hold thousands of Islamic State fighters. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Welcome to the show, Ian Kenson, who has written a book, and actually now it's book two, African Jungle Women Living Life. And wait till you hear his story. He's traveled all over the world. He had a stint where he volunteered in the Royal Air Force. He was actually a radio operator on air-sea rescue bases. So you can imagine that would be a story in itself. And he became involved in the military throughout the Suez Crisis. And we had a lovely chat off the air, and I can't wait to introduce you. So without further ado, Ian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for accepting me.
So you and I talked about the fact that you traveled all around the world, and then you had such a unique experience when it came to the jungle and it came to the way of life. And your first book, you really flushed it out with the one woman, the one old woman. Explain what the book is about now.
Because she was associated with the man who actually bought her from another village and then took her all the way across the jungle to this minimal spit of land where she lived with him in a hut made out of sticks just pushed in the mud and covered in palm tree fronds. Consequently, that was her home, night, day, whenever. Because he became ill, and although she tried to doctor him, and when I first heard about this, I used to drop off spices and a bit of food, very small amounts, but something to try and help her feed him, because all she could do was get tree barks that she got from the jungle, or just boil water which she took out the swamp, and feed him and look after him. Unfortunately, he got weaker and weaker and weaker, but she still had to go out every day making sure he was still alive and breathing before she went. Then she used to go out fishing down the creeks. The creek is actually called Macaraba Creek, which goes into a much, much larger creek, which is about 10.5 miles long, called Jones Creek. But they have to be very careful when they get to the root of Macaraba, because on the outgoing tide, there's whirlpools, and if they get caught in that, they most probably drag the canoes under, and they most probably lose their life. So they would always creep down the sides of the creeks to avoid getting sucked into these whirlpools. Now, when she was away, he actually died. Now, because the village chief has nothing else to do except make a bit of beer for the people who live on his spit of land, and most probably a few rules, which were usually are, I'll have that woman tonight and maybe that one tomorrow. And she would never enter into this game. So consequently, when her husband or the person she lived with died, he was hacked up, laid out on the edge of the swamp area near the water, and they threw a few bits into the swamp to obviously attract crocodiles and other animals and insects. And then he was obviously overnight, his body was cleansed from the system. When she arrived back, she couldn't find a home. And of course, the village chief then wouldn't allow her to land. So he kept her in the water, and the only way she could either stay in the canoe, which was half full of water anyway, because it was old and leaking, or she stood in the swamp. And this is where, if you like, I really become involved in it, because I had to go between Jones Creek, where a platform was being built and completed, and Macaraba, where another one was, the 30 miles distance between the two. And as I went past, I used to make all the boats and everything slow down, because the level of the land was so low, at high speed, the water would actually wash over part of the only spit of dry land there was. When I noticed that she was stood in the water, 6 hours later when I left Macaraba to go back to Jones Creek, she was still in the water. The next morning, which is about 14 hours later, well, after leaving Jones Creek and arriving, going to Macaraba, she was still in the water. Now, this is nearly 24 hours of stood in the swamp water. Consequently, the next 2 days, I did this routine, which I had to do every day. She was still stood in the water. So now she's been there 3 days and nearly on the point of collapse. She's hung over the side of the canoe. And I just said to myself, hang on, something wrong here. So I got my coxswain or bosun of the boat to go, and I called the village chief, well, he called the village chief over in the local Ibu language, and I said, what's going on? Why is she here? Oh, she has no man. She has no man to look after. So I said, well, why is she stood in the water? We can't look after her. We have nothing. We have nothing at all. So we can't feed her. We're not going to. So she stays there and is called the banishment. So I said, okay, if that's how you're going to play it, what will it take to get her out of the water? No, we leave her there, we leave her. I said, no, listen to me. She comes out of the water today. Otherwise, I will come ashore and get her out. No, okay, boss, okay. 3,000 naira. I said, 2.5. Okay. So I said, what does she get, 2.5? We bring her out the water, we build her a new home. And then, is that all you're going to do? But she has to look after herself. She can't, the boat's rotten, it's no good. Well, she has to get another boat then. So I said, how much for a new boat? Another 1,000 naira.
Wow.
So I handed over the money, I said, there you are. You got the money. Now, and I drew a circle in the air with my arms. I said, for two years, forever? Oh, maybe another 500. I said, then you look after her? Yes. I said, okay, do it. Handed the money over. Within 10 minutes, he called her in. Although she was visibly on the point of collapsing, dying, and brought her in, got the woman to look after her, called the men over, they built her a new home, all while I was there. And I said, okay, now from now on, I will make sure she gets supply. Do not let your people steal her food. So for the rest of the time I was there, I delivered whatever she needed every day to her. And she survived, and I had a new boat built for her. And when she got fit enough and well enough, she'd go fishing herself. Until then, the village chief did look after her. He kept his word.
Wow.
And then she went fishing again. And then all I go in the boat, I used to drive the boats myself because I know how to do it. I was in the Royal Air Force Rescue. So I knew how to do it. So I'd hear a scream come up from the edge of the jungle. I'd look round and there she would be right on the edge of the jungle, shimmying backs and forwards with her arms. I'd do the same back and she was happy as Larry.
Wow.
That's why I did it.
Wow, what a story. I mean, we could talk to you about this all day long, but for people listening, and we only have a couple minutes left, and I think it's powerful and it's obvious what the lesson is here, I think. But what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
How a lot of people that most people don't realize exist live on absolutely nothing. Unless they go out and fish, unless they have a boat that they can leave for the place where they live and maybe travel 2 to 3 miles down the creek sides and manage to trade, if you like, because there are boats that take people to the main towns, but it costs money, and they have no money. They can't earn anything. They don't have anything. There are no toilets. There's no electricity. They live in the swamp, in the middle of a swamp. And most of them don't even know the Second World War was fought.
Wow. And just put that in perspective. I mean, I think that pretty much nails the whole thing. Ian Kenson, boy, like I said, we could sit over 10 pots of tea and talk about this. You're fascinating and your journey's fascinating and what you've done for her and trying to really amplify that story says something. And I hope lots of people pick up this book, African Jungle Women Living Life. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, the only sad part of it is because of the swamp, she was actually taken by the swamp. Because she fell foul to the weather conditions that exist in the swamp, and she sought shelter in where she shouldn't have been. She knew these areas were subject to crocodiles, and that's where she fell foul to it and ended up getting taken, but managed, even though with one leg missing, to get back to where she lived. And then the village chief had seen her coming back with a crocodile following her and another crocodile coming, and he tried to keep her away because he didn't want the crocodiles to get onto the spit of land where they lived.
Wow.
And that's where the crocodiles actually
got her.
Took her and broke the boat up, if you like, tore her to pieces.
Wow, unbelievable. Pick up this book, people. Pick up this book and hear these stories.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, everybody. Once again, Kate Delaney broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. Boy, a little turbulence when I flew from the satellite facility in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to Atlanta. I got to tell you, I was saying a few prayers as we bounced a couple of times. But I think part of that was due to the weather, and the pilots were actually wonderful. It was a really crowded day in the airspace. It made me think about those jumbo jets that we've been talking about that are grounded, that are in the desert, especially for Southwest Airlines. All right, none of you want to talk about that in the mailbag, so without further ado, let's go to the mailbag. This one comes to us from Brad, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you in Tucson. Love the show. Love the fact that you talk about more than one thing. So here's the deal. Withdrawing U.S. forces from northern Syria, not on board with it. I have to say, I have bailed on this prez, and I have been his supporter, just like Lindsey Graham. It doesn't mean I disagree with everything that he says, and I understand your point of view about the quicksand in the Middle East and what he has said as well, is we can't keep fighting. But I think abandoning allies is a terrible precedent to set. You know, I don't think it's good abandoning allies, but giving the $50 million at least to help. You know, at the beginning of the show, we heard Steve Mnuchin, who, of course, is the Secretary of the Treasury. So thank goodness there's that. The Prez is doubling down on this decision. He's unswayed by even advisors who are telling him not to do this. But 1,000 troops are coming out of there. And it is controversial. There's no question about that. What happens moving forward, we don't know. Am I worried about ISIS? Constantly. What keeps me up at night? homegrown terrorists, ISIS, you know, you name it. I have nephews, family, etc., and of course all of you. I care about people, and to me that's what it's all about, is safety and what are we doing on the world stage. But at what point can we not constantly be the nanny? At what point do we have to wean others off of what we're able to do for them? And that's a difficult question to answer, as I have really tried to school myself in this and sat down with many, many military people. And there's even different points of view in the military community. Although, as you can imagine, many don't think it's a smart thing to do because of the fear of ISIS. That's the main thing. All right, we're back to the whistleblower question. I got a bunch of emails on this. This one is from Cindy. Kate Delaney, the whistleblower. The whistleblower. Don't you have any good sources? Who is the whistleblower? Are you kidding me? Do you think I know who the whistleblower is? I do have some good sources. Nobody is saying anything about who the whistleblower is. We know that it's somebody in intelligence, but that's all we know. One thing we can tell you is the House Intelligence Committee Chair, Adam Schiff, He is sharpening the blade, so to speak, the Democrat from California. He's saying that protecting the identity of the whistleblower who raised the alarm about the president's communications with Ukraine is the primary interest. He said that's what it's about, is pretty soon we're going to have security clearance from the acting director of national intelligence, Joe McGuire, and the whole key thing is they want to make sure that this is ironclad and there's no way for that whistleblower to be found out. I think in this age that we live in, I would be stunned. I would be stunned if that never comes out. I really, really would. All right, I got a couple of emails actually about this. And once again, thanks for sending me your thoughts. The rest of you listening can go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in like that. Because I don't live too far from here, I got one. I'll take this one. This is from Clay. This is the first time he's emailed the show. And Clay's email centers around the Fort Worth police. And he says, Kate, here we go again. A white Fort Worth police officer fatally shooting a black woman in her house on Saturday, firing, from what I understand, through a bedroom window while answering a call about an open door at the house. They get dispatched to the house, and it's like 2:30 or so in the morning. How does this happen, and what has happened here? Well, they were searching the outside of the house, and the officer saw someone standing in the window, thinking it was a threat. He drew his weapon, fired one shot, hit the person inside, and, Tatian Jefferson, who was just 28, was pronounced dead on the scene. So the body camera footage is what everybody's talking about. It was released on Saturday. It shows two officers walking around the side of the house, looking through the screen door, moving down the driveway into a backyard. Then they go to a closed first floor window, shine a flashlight inside. Then he raises his gun, put your hands up, show me your hands. A split second later, fires through the window. Boy, oh boy, and you know, we just had Amber Guyer, the white police officer, the woman who mistakenly shot a black man, a neighbor, because she went to the wrong apartment and thinking someone was in her apartment. And, you know, what is the answer for all of this? I family, friends, whatever, are, I'm sure, crazed and insane about this happening. They have to be. No question about it. I mean, they absolutely, absolutely have to be. Let's go to this one from lightening the load a little bit, so to speak. Been a kind of a heavy show, right? So Bobby says, Kate, wow, what do you think about what happened with the Dallas Cowboys? How could they possibly have gotten beaten by the lowly Jets? What is wrong with them? Do you think Jason Garrett has to go? And if the Cowboys keep losing, it's three in a row for them, do you think he will go? Well, I'd be stunned if he went in the middle of the season. Next week's game is a huge game. The Dallas Cowboys playing the Philadelphia Eagles. And guess what? I'm going to be I'm going to be at that game. I'm going to take a little dip into the locker room. I'm going to go to the press box, and then I'm going to actually watch with some people in the in Jerry World seating. So I'll be curious what happens in that game. And you've got two teams that both are coming off of losses in the NFC East with a tied record. So this is a big one for them, needless to say, because it's a rivalry game, too. So the Cowboys open the season 3-0. Their offense looked like they were on fire. And then they lose 24-22 to the Jets, who are hapless. They're rudderless. So they're tied with the Eagles on the NFC East. You know, Jerry Jones said that he says that all these losses aren't on Jason Garrett, and that it's across the board. That this was, you know, again, another bad one for them. But you can't keep saying it's another bad one. Eventually something has to give. And what is that thing that has to give? Now, the Cowboys were 3-3 after six games in 2018. Then they were 3-5 before they ended up turning their season around. And of course, Jason Garrett is pushing to have that happen. I'm certain, and so are the players, who look like they were pretty stunned by losing to the Jets. I guess let's put it that way. And then I have this one from Big Al, and Big Al says, Kate, I know that sometimes you fill in on the networks and do some sports, which is really cool to hear you doing sports and doing this show, because I've been listening to you for a long time. When you look at the football season, what is the biggest surprise to you so far? What's the biggest surprise? I think the biggest surprise is not that I thought that they couldn't do it and be a good team, but how about the 49ers? The 49ers stunning the Rams 20-7. Jimmy Garoppolo, remember, he was the backup to Tom Brady for the New England Patriots, and he knew he had a good arm and had a great sense of what was happening on the field, meaning he absorbs the playbook, and I heard that from guys that covered him. But boy, he has really soared. He did throw an interception, but he threw for almost 250 yards, and here's the key thing. The 49ers win again, and this time they beat a really good team too. So they're undefeated. I mean, this is a team that's real, and I would have predicted they would have done well, but I don't think I would have predicted, I know I wouldn't have predicted, and I didn't predict in the beginning of the season, that they'd be winless, just like the Patriots, by the way. The Patriots forced four turnovers, they beat the Giants, and they're 6-0. So Tom Brady is like the rubber band man. He's like the ageless wonder. It's just crazy, isn't it? You know how Tom Brady is. And in being in Atlanta, it was so interesting to hear the you know, sports radio, because the Falcons lost to the Cardinals 34-33. Wow. And they're disillusioned with the Falcons because they're 1-5. I wouldn't have predicted they would have been 1-5. How's that? All right. Thanks to everybody who sent me emails. Keep them coming. I'll say it again. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Coming at you from Atlanta. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Shot at in Mexico. 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas. Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.